This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Today we're chatting with choreographer and performer Nora Nihanlun Fay, creative mind behind Ham Sandwiches and Discipline, a bold, funny and deeply Irish dance piece that dives into the world of GAA, teenage discos, sideline drama and everything in between. Welcome to iRadio's group chat, Nora. Delighted to chat to you. To start off, can you tell us a little bit about Ham Sandwiches and Discipline without giving too much away?
Yeah, so it's basically a camp disco dance show full of comedy all about the GAA, and kind of the more we do it, the more we find it's just talking about Irishness as a whole and kind of using the GAA as kind of cultural hub that we have in Ireland and seeing what it's like to grow up in Ireland in a way. But it kind of takes this world of the GAA, which can be seen as not the most kind of connected with dance or the arts, but mixing those two worlds together and making it fun and silly and camp, this amazing kind of disco soundtrack we have, and in these fun, buoyant, over-the-top costumes, and we go through all the different characters that are kind of associated with the world of the GAA, and it's just a really fun, feel-good, joyous show.
It's definitely an eye-catching title as well, Ham Sandwiches and Discipline. Where did the inspo for that come from?
Yeah, I think I kind of grew up going to GAA matches, and there's just some amazing lines you'll hear kind of when you're on the sidelines, and just eavesdropping at the conversations at GAA pitches just is the juiciest thing ever. And I think I wrote that down, that kind of phrase, in my notebook years ago. And then when I was kind of slowly going back to beginning to make it, I was like, oh, that makes sense. And I think mixing the kind of ham sandwiches is very like very mundane, very ordinary, very kind of domestic, homey, kind of normal thing, and then with the idea of discipline as well, so that kind of rigor you have in the GAA and that kind of structure, but that it's still this amateur fun sport as well. So I love kind of bringing those two things together, so it feels very homey and very grand kind of all at once.
It's such a huge part of the Irish identity as well, GAA. Mm-hmm. So what made you want to explore that specifically through dance movement?
Yeah, I think I've always loved the GAA, kind of a big kind of GAA household growing up watching it. But it was a kind of 2-3 years ago now when I was watching a Sunday game with my family, and I just saw kind of the iconic Kerry pundit and footballer Pat Spillane. The way he was talking and moving his hands was just so camp and over the top and flamboyant. It was so animated that they just looked like a dance language in itself. So I was just like, I turned to my parents being like, I'm going to make a show about the GAA. There's something in that. And at that point, I had no idea what I almost meant by that or what that would become in a way. But kind of over time, we saw the kind of whole universe that could become in a way, all the characters that the possessors, the Bonnestores, the mammies, the pundits, the players, kind of the people on the sidelines, spectators. And we even have the kind of the teenage disco scene that happens in the local GAA clubs, always your first kind of taste of going out, but it's the place where you go and play football on Saturday morning, and all the kind of the full range of what GAA means. Because it's, even if you never play, and I've never even played myself, but it's still so inherently part of your life growing up in Ireland that you're aware of it, even if it's not kind of fully immersed in what you yourself do. And I'm obsessed with it, and the piece is almost like a love letter to that world in a way.
There's so many amazing characters that you've mentioned there that tie into the GAA, the Bannisdores, the mammies and things like that. And I know you're actually a performer in this show as well. So how do you balance being both the choreographer and the performer? Is it a challenge? Is it a creative advantage? Is it both?
Yeah, it really is kind of a bit of everything in a way. I think it's tough and good at the same time. I have one less person to have to kind of explain my ideas to, because I really know what I'm talking about in a way. But it's hard to kind of switch between those two hats all the time and try and look after the whole production side of it as well and make sure the show is actually good to go on the road, and then trying to switch on and be like, oh, I'm a performer as well. I need to be ready to do it myself. I feel like I'm always trying to mind everyone else when we're on the road, but then forgetting, oh yeah, I myself have to be the one that goes on stage with my kind of fabulous partner in the show, Ben Sullivan. And but the minute we step on stage, it's just the most joyous thing ever. We love doing it so much. We grew up dancing together, and I'm just obsessed with him as a performer. I feel so lucky that he's kind of been in a work I've made, and then as a performer, I get to do it alongside him. It's just such a joy, and we love when people can feel that energy between us then as well, and then when the audience can feel that joy, and kind of we can hear them singing sometimes as well, or dancing on the way home. So it brings a lot of goodness, but it's tough. But I do love at the same time.
What was it like collaborating and performing alongside him in particular then? You seem that you have a great relationship as is.
Yeah, it's absolutely fabulous. I think we kind of push each other in a great way. I think he makes me a better maker, and I love to challenge him as a performer as well, and kind of what I ask of him. And so I think we really trust each other, and we know when we're on stage together, we're safe in each other's hands. If something goes wrong, we know it'll all work out when we have each other in a way. And I think we still get so much from doing the show. We've done it for the last kind of year and a half now in so many different versions and lengths and spaces and everything, but we still get so much out of it. And I feel so lucky that he gets something from it, because it's my little baby, the show, so I think I'll always get something from it. But I find it so rewarding seeing that everyone else involved in the team still is excited by it and still is driven by it and wants to do it more and more as well. So I think it feeds me so much, and it's just a joy to do it. And he's just a stellar performer.
It's such a passion project. That's what it sounds like. And you were part of the Fit Up Festival this year as well. What was that experience like, bringing the piece to audiences across the country?
Yeah, that was really kind of fabulous, because the Fit Up Festival in West Cork, which you did in the summer, it's a very special festival in a way that you go, you perform the piece each day, kind of every day in a row, but you do it in the most kind of random places, from the kind of community halls, from outdoor pitches, we did it on tarmac, I did a boat pier one time. And so the show is really stripped back in terms of tech and possibilities. So you're really seeing actually, is the raw material of the piece still good, or is it just all the kind of fancy lights and confetti and props and set you can put on top of it? And I think it gave us such a drive, because I think in 2024, when we first premiered it, each time we did it, we kind of stepped up in tech and the production side got bigger and bigger, and until we went to Dublin Fringe Festival last year. And it was this huge production, and I loved kind of seeing it in that way. And I think it was so then brilliant going back to the piece this year and doing it in Fit Up, but we got to strip it all back and see actually what is this piece doing again. It was a great way to kind of check in with it, and actually seeing that audiences loved it as much as they did when we had the full production was just so exciting. And I think it really made us so excited to go on tour with it as well. And we found so many new moments with it, because there was no tech or anything that we can't kind of control the audience see with the lights and everything. So we found so many new moments, and it helped the piece to grow so much as well. And it was great kind of training to go on tour with it as well, and made the whole process so much better for us.
How do you hope the audiences feel, regardless of where they've seen it, whether it is with all of the lights or not with the lights, how do you hope they feel when they leave the show?
Yeah, I think it's such a sense of fun and playfulness that we have doing it always. And I always just want that to translate to the audience as well, that they can feel that kind of infectious happiness that we have while doing it. And I think because it's a predominantly dance show, there's kind of theatre and film and music elements. It's a kind of mixture of it all, but it is predominantly kind of a dance language that drives it forward, that I want people to feel that they're invited to it as well. Because oftentimes with contemporary dance in particular, it can feel like this kind of pretentious thing, that if you don't know about it, that you won't understand or you can't get something from it as well. So I just want the audience to feel part of it, that it's a show that's made for them, that it's for GA audience, that it's for people who like and or don't like dance or like or don't like GA, that it's just a good kind of feel good show in a way, and that you can be part of it even if you're not familiar with either one of those worlds as well. That it's just something, yeah, that brings kind of joy to everyone involved. And I think that's the most exciting thing, when you see the audiences humming along to kind of these classic disco tracks we have, or kind of dancing on their way home. It's so exciting when you realize, oh, they're really feeling that energy with us as well.
If people want to find out more on the show, where can they find you on socials and stuff like that?
Yeah, so we're kind of almost halfway now through our national tour of it at the moment. We've got our Dublin leg and our Sligo leg coming up. So we've got kind of 4 dates in the Civic Theatre in Tala, the 19th, 22nd of November, and then the 27th and 28th of November in Sligo, to kind of finish the whole tour off. You can get all the details on the NAF Dance website, and as well as our Instagram, NAF Dance, as well. So you can see everything you need to know about the show there.
Well, Nora, I'm looking forward to seeing it myself, and I wish you the very best of luck with the rest of the run. And thank you for chatting to us about it on iRadio's Group Chat.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.